Good morning. Good morning once again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And it's that time of the early morning of the 27th of February, 2026. And February is coming to an end. We are looking ahead to March. And, you know, it has been one of the shortest months in history. It's been one of the shortest months, particularly February the 28th. And looking into this context, especially the early morning of, 27th of February, we'll be able to look at what is happening in the continent of Africa, what is happening in the world, what is happening in Namibia. And we know a lot of people are excited. Some have questions. Some, have question marks, and also some, are very happy about the proposal or the budget bill presented yesterday by the Minister of Finance, and also to look at the future of Namibia financial sector, and also what we are going to do, especially when it comes to developmental affairs, and also most importantly, human advancement. And yeah, like any other morning, we are always indicating to you that when you are waking up, regardless it's as luck, and regardless it's a very important chance that you get to redo what you did not do well again, the very important chance that you also got to make sure that you can still try again. The good thing about life is that there is always a comeback, there's always a start over. That's why when you're waking up, making sure that where you ended yesterday, if you fell yesterday, make sure that you pick yourself up and move forward, because what is also very interesting about life is, unlike where you wrote and you say, no, I'm deleting this. Everything that you went through will be your history, but you also have a chance today to define how your future will be. Depends on thousands of decisions that you are making every day, and how you are interacting and relating with people. And the most important thing that we are always being reminded is that you can't go anywhere without other human beings. That's why your navigation through life depends on how you interact with people. And don't say myself, make sure that those who you are interacting with will be part of you in your journey, not only to the top, but in your journey to get the fulfilled and satisfactory life. So before we look at what is happening at home, particularly when we are going also to touch a little bit, because experts are coming, especially when they are going to look at the in and out of appropriation budget 2026-2027. Before we look at that, we look at what is happening in the continent of Africa, what is happening in the world, and then we'll be able also to come at home and also see what need to be done, especially when it comes to developmental affairs. So let us start with Zambia. You know, interesting things are happening, especially when you look at African countries, the way they are navigating their economic crisis, and also the way they are interacting with the world. It was stated that Zambia has halted or stopped the proposal of $1 billion funding agreement over the clause that is tying aid to mining partnership. And in this aspect, Zambia now is joining Zimbabwe and Kenya in pushing back against what African nation view as compromising of their sovereign state. And remember that, when the administration of Donald Trump came to power, they have stopped the free ticket or aid, especially those who were going through USAID. And we see most of our cousins and also friends, they lost their jobs. Some got integrated into the health ministry, and some they went home, especially when the administration of Donald Trump said, no, we can't just dish money for free for aid for free for a very long time. But what followed is that the partnership have to be renewed, coming with a different, strategy, particularly that's the strategy of America First, of giving aid, particularly health agreement. But on top of that, there are also things that you are doing for the U.S. And looking at it from their perspective, you may say it's a very good thing, because that is good for their country. But is it good for our country? Is it good for Africa? And is it the forceful things? Because one thing that when a bigger power comes to you to negotiate with you or to give you an assistance, it's up to you to see how you are going to navigate through that. Are you going to accept? Are you going to have some reservation? Or are you going to have some amendment? Apart from yesterday, when Zimbabwe has walked away from the negotiation of a healthy deal of $300 million, saying that it's going to compromise also the health data, and also compromising the autonomy, especially within Zimbabwe. Then Zambia, there was a proposal of $1 billion, and that is a lot of money. $1 billion health funding, and within that contract that you enter into, there are those clauses that are indicating in that aspect we give you this, but you also give us preferential treatment, especially when it comes to mining sector, particularly when it comes to critical minerals and also the areas of copper. However, the 5-year deal with Zambia intended to combat HIV and malaria was stopped, and because in that aspect there was involvement of copper and cobalt access, this deal would slash U.S. funding to life-saving programs while prioritizing mining operations or mining cooperation over Zambians with HIV, said, GAP Asia Russell. Zambia confirmed requesting revision to the memorandum, with President HH viewing aid cuts as opportunity to take care of our own affair. On top of that, it's also stated that Harare rejected $367 million agreement over the clauses requiring instant pathogen data access without the benefit sharing guarantee. So, because with Zimbabwe, what made them to not entering into that deal was them sharing their health information data with the U.S. and stated that without the benefiting sharing guarantee. And with that, the Zim negotiators have realized that when we share those data, we are giving control over our people. But that is what is stated. And the Zimbabwe College of Public Health Physicians urge re-engagement, warning HIV treatment for 1.2 million people could be at risk. Because what people do not know is that when you lose data, especially from the Ministry of Health, once you lose those data, you give power to somebody who steals those data. And that's why we are saying when it comes to information, they are necessary, they must be stored with care. Because when people know your weakness, when people know that 80% of your people are suffering from this, then can also be used to a business opportunity, or can also be used to put you in danger, because that is like showing all your cards. That's why Zimbabwe is saying no, it's not going to happen unless there is re-engagement. So, and it's also a lesson also to say how many of African countries entered into deals that they did not study. How many of them have walked out of agreements? Because you are just wondering also to say every time you are hearing to say, no, we enter into agreement with this country and it's a win-win situation. The question is that what is your contribution to that contract? Have you agreed to disagree? Have you amended, or what was proposed is what was accepted? That's why it's always very important, particularly at this time where Africa cannot afford to lose anymore. People must be able to make sure that what is too good to be true, it may be too good to be true, unless you come to the point of saying, no, I'm entering into this agreement, but this I'm not going to accept. This is where I'm drawing my lines. Because a win-win situation must be real, a win-win situation. Unlike you come to me and you are giving him something. And the question that somebody also may ask is that since when aid attached to string attached, or it has been like this, is only that it has not been exposed. But yeah, those are some of the things which are happening. Moving forward, it also, when you look at what is happening, especially with cocoa in countries such as Ivory Coast and Ghana, it's also becoming a crisis now, especially when the market is collapsing, especially when the market of cocoa is collapsing. Stated that Ghana cocoa crisis deepens as buyers owe banks $750 million. It was stated that Ghana licensed cocoa buyers are struggling as they are under $750 million in debts to banks. The licensed cocoa buyer association revealed on Thursday as delayed payment from regulator cocoa board and fading global price squeeze the sector supplying half of the world's cocoa. And that is what is happening. And also when you look at countries such as Ghana and Ivory Coast becoming the leading figures or leading states in production of cocoa, and those of you who eat chocolates and also other products, particularly dark chocolates, most of them are made from products coming from Africa. But the question, and it's a question that has been asked in many African countries, to say, what happened when you still continue to do pit to pot, when you still continue to export without refining, without adding value to your product? That's what happened, the market collapse. And when you go deep and also see which companies are middlemen in selling of this product, you'll be shocked. And you realize to see African countries may control a huge percentage of global market within that, of that product within the global market, but they are not in control of the price. Because when you find that an agent is from the same country as the buyer, then you realize to say that we have a long way to go until we come to the point of realizing to say, for us to control the market, we must own the means. We must own the source and also the food chain and the supply chain, so that we can be able to make more money out of it. You realize to say you can be producing 40% of cocoa, but you're only getting 15% of that benefits. And it's not only the question of Ivory Coast and Ghana. So the question of African countries, those who are selling products at the raw form, to say you may control the source, but you are not in charge of controlling the supply, the whole chain, until to the buyer. That's why when the price in international trade collapse, the person who is suffering is that who does not know where to sell the products. So while we are here, let us look at a short commercial break. Then from there, we'll be able to look at Angola and also its oil refinery projects, and also maybe to look at what can we learn from Angola, especially when it comes to their trading and also their project of oil refinery and what needs to be done, especially moving forward. So let us look at a short commercial break, then we'll come back shortly. And remember that today the Villager newspaper is out, and get time and opportunity to read and also dissect what is happening in your economy, what is happening in terms of food security, what is happening in terms of trade, and also when it comes to sales, it's end of the month. And also it's always good to understand that Wememesha Fuda has made a prudent approach to your budget. You should also make a prudent approach to your personal budget You know, so make sure that when it comes to, if you want to buy something, go look at what is in the village newspaper, look at the sales, and you'll be able to understand that it's always easy to be, it's always important to be calculating and also to be financially prudent so that you don't only avoid stress, but you understand the difference between needs and wants and also what can wait and what cannot wait. So let us look at ShopRite and move on.
There's no price like the ShopRite price. That's why we're committed to bringing you lower prices on all the essentials you need. Like 10 kg Best Choice Pure White Sugar for only 184 Namibian dollars 99. And 10 kg Rice King Long Grain Parboiled Rice, only 186 Namibian dollars 99. Never pay more than the ShopRite price. Valid until 8 March 2026. Only at ShopRite. Catch Ready, Steady, Cook on One Africa. Proudly brought to you by ShopRite Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nene uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngele wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nene uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamwiri nawa ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa vera hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyzes issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, it's 34 minutes past the hour of 63 minutes past the hour of 6, and we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop. And looking at Angola, it was stated that Angola state-owned enterprise, Sonago, or maybe you can say the Namco of Angola, if you have to put it that way. Sonago is in talk with China for $4.8 billion refinery loan, and stated that Angola state-owned oil company Sonago announced on Wednesday that it's busy negotiating a $4.8 billion US dollars loan from China financial institution as partial finance of a new refinery in Atlantic port of Lobito, marking the country's first such borrowing from China since 2017. And if you speak about financial prudence, if you speak about being economic and also investing in your own country, Angola is a good example. Angola is also a country which showed ambitious of buying over 80% of the shares of De Beers, and I do not know where they are standing now, looking at the fluctuation of things. But stated that the CEO of Sonago, that is Sebastião or Gaspar Maltens, told the reporters the company is in talk with a financial institution in China to secure a funding project that is estimated to be at a total of $6.2 billion that is support from a Chinese contractor. And Sonago team will travel to Beijing, that is in April, especially to speak to China to see how they will be able to assist. And it's quite an interesting development. We spoke in a lot of African countries, and not Namibia, but also some of the Namibians. We spoke bad about Angolan oil instead of saying, what can we do, my brother, so that we can work together to refine your oil, so that that Ngungura, we can work together, so that looking into the future, if you have to invest, if we have to invest in you, looking into the future, then we can work together, either a trade deal, or either, you know, we can share a profit. But you'll be able to realize that Zambia at one point has also invested 23% or bought 23% of the share in Lobito refinery. And that is the future. That is the future of Africa continental free trade area, to say we must work together. We must work together. But that is a bold move that Angola is making, especially when it wants to refine its oil. And remember, Dangote is also focusing on Southern Africa, particularly when he also got into agreement with Zimbabwe, and also where he will be able so to construct a pipeline that is coming from Valves by via Botswana to Zimbabwe there, especially in transportation of oil and also refining oil here in Southern Africa. It's quite an interesting business, especially when you are looking into the future. But the question is also that what is African countries learning from this move? What are we learning from this move? Especially when it comes to internal investment, when it comes to deciding on you instead of just continue shipping oil, instead of just continue shipping out oil, you also found a way on making it on your own, so that you'll be able to control not only the price but also your own future. Because the saying of that somebody who control, somebody who own you, somebody who control you, and also to say that of who feeds you can be able to control you. And looking at that aspect, you will be able to see that Angola is also trying to find its way. If you see countries such as Zimbabwe, regardless of their challenges, say, no, we are not entering there. And it's like MSM Nangangwa, you know, without supporting everything that is being done in Zimbabwe, he continued to be one of the most careful men because he has proven to be very careful throughout his life and also throughout his navigation in government and also politics too. But entering into those economic agreement where your country has already suffered, I think is a saying to say, once bitten, twice shy, be able to realize that that is also where the operation is coming from. And the other thing is that the Pope Leo XIV is to make some of the historical African tour on four nations. That is in April. The head of Catholic Church is coming to Africa. He's coming to Africa. And he's expected to visit countries such as Algeria, Angola, Equatorial Guinea, and Cameroon. And this including the historic first ever papal visit to Muslim majority Algeria, the Vatican announced on Wednesday. And in this aspect, Pope is coming and he's going to visit those countries and also to look at the mission. Maybe the question is also to say, because a pope is the most influential figure, not only in terms of humanitarian aspect, but also in terms of global politics. So, so at one point, has a role to act as a mediator, particularly when it comes to conflict situations. And let's hope his visit to Algeria, Angola, Equatorial Guinea, and also Cameroon. I think he also has to meet one of the oldest president in the world, that is Tate Paul Biya of Cameroon. We'll see what will happen. And also the question also that we should ask is that from the Vatican, at what point is the Vatican also supporting peace and stability in Africa? At what role does it play, especially when it comes also to humanitarian situations in Africa, especially when you look at the role that it has in the world and also its also ability to influence also global decisions. But that and more should be looked into, especially moving forward. And the last thing before we look at what is happening at home, you know, stated that the U.S. and Iran nuclear talks came to an end in Geneva amidst war fear. And one will also be able to see what was the end of that negotiation. Did it end in limbo? Or is also some of the compromise which were found, especially where U.S. is undermined about Iranian to stop their nuclear program. And Iran is also saying it's not going to happen. And the talks in Geneva came to an end. And it's happening amidst the crisis, amidst, you know, the fear of the regional war in the Middle East. Because when you look at the military equipment that the U.S. have sent there and the altar that Iran is at, you know, the world is also looking with cautious. And also some are saying, why? At this point in time, particularly at the world global center, I mean the world center of oil trade. And let's see how things are going to turn out. It stated that the talks mediated by Oman brought together U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner with Ranchi. And Ranchi is one of the diplomats, or is a foreign minister of Iran. And Iran is known in the global politics to be very strong, particularly when it comes to diplomacy. Because if you look at how it has maintained its nuclear program for a very long time, unlike many other countries, you realize that it's not only about its military power, but it's also its ability to dominate the room of negotiations and also to influence global allies. It's a unique country to look into. And let's see how things are going to turn out. After 3 hours on Wednesday, discussion adjourned, but set to continue with Oman Mediator according them creative and positive. Outside Geneva, the US has moved a massive fleet in the region and amidst a collapse of diplomacy. So let us look at back to school and come back.
Eshi wataloka umekwembelo taveli pulanga helipi ngengo vamono wewe yakofikola no 10th gen iPad ipopo ya dimo shipaket. Top score instant. Uyaita kufindano talishambula lokushuna kofikola mondo maveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano. Opone ngo mfindani wakamwe komo iPad aveli bahetatu ovo tavaka findanwa ilo mano kavaucha ko ipumbi wa fikola yongushu ya dola e vilimwe danamibia oshipu ne ngono landoka shakoko KG mwe ile KKG dilimbali ko Top score instant. Oku jamo fitola keshe moshilongwa shishe ndeto SMS o shicha instant. Totumu kombali o neveli vatatu nombali. Efi afanueli o tali kulmo milongo na tunali mwe amarija mondoma eveja vaino milongo mbali na hamano. E mangono malandula fanu o dodino kulandurwa. Top score, a proud product of Namibi Mills.
Yeah, let us look at another short commercial break. Then we'll look at what is happening in Namibia, especially regarding the budget appropriation bill of 2026-2027. What are some of the key highlights? And remember that the unpacking of the day today, the Big Mike will be in conversation with the experts, particularly in the financial sector, to look into what is that budget that we have. That is presented, and also the question of saying how is Parliament going to react, because what is interesting is that you know, it's a proposal, it's not the final. It is presented for approval. It can also be approved with some amendment, and let us also look at it from that way to say it's a proposal, and that is where the government is looking into. And the debate should not be, it's already concluded. If there's something that, you see that is not, you are not happy with, you can communicate with parliamentarians because they have power, to amend, reject, or to add and advise the ministers too, because that is their role. So, let us look at a short, commercial break, then we can continue.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. Eva tere urikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete okoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna ebi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi minawa. Mune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi. Dayo loka, opone ushendife nawa, nukumona oijabweli nawa, ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora isatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ile kumberewa, mbara hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, oma felane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who knows does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the R.
Ipurane ngeleo wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwepo tite opoewe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano hile koshuana. Kunongeshe faa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nene uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa nukumona oi jawiri nawa. Ninge fata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko mberewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM di ae.
The early birds catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombe, where he unpacks global affairs, analyze issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, it's 49 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And to look at what happened yesterday, especially tabling of budget appropriation bill, the 104 billion budget appropriation bill from the government. You know, just before we go to a little bit of the details, you know, a lot of things have happened. You know, if you look at what happened yesterday, I think the spirit of Pan-Africanism, one of the main speaker of the day, the finance minister, and you can also be able to see that she was ready. Look at the choices of attires, and I was also looking at Professor Job. He was wearing the Ghanaian fugu. That is what Pan-African people are going into, and you can also look at what Ephraim Nkongo was wearing. See that Namibian youth leaders, they are going Pan-African way. They are going Pan-African way. And it's quite a very good thing. It's quite a very good thing. Especially if we start realizing that supporting local, and also understand that the quality and value of the African attire, what does it mean? And it's quite necessary, because we cannot just keep on running away from our own values, our own culture. And when the president of Ghana visited Zambia this year, wearing what is called Ghanaian fugu, it brought a lot of positivity and also a lot of inspiration to say it's not bad, it's not wrong to wear the African clothes. And that is also show your confidence and also true value to yourself. And you look at our parliamentarians were wearing yesterday. It's quite inspiring, particularly his job, his Professor Job and Ephraim Nkongo. We're really representing the Pan-African people. And that is quite a very important development looking into that. And looking at the budget appropriation bill, one must really understand that the Minister of Finance was ready. And this is her budget. You can see that she was not lending like last year. She was really ready. And even the level of confidence, because this is numbers. And also what it is stated is to say, is under people productivity and prudence. To say the economy is not doing well. But that does not mean that the state should stop operating. And that's why the analysts will come in and pick to say with 6.5 of developmental budget, and also the operation budget of over 80 billion Namibian dollars. And you look at the interest in payment, which is at 16 billion. And that will be able to take you roughly around 104 billion, which is a slight reduction of 2 billion compared to the appropriation budget or the budget of 2025-2026. And you will also be able to see that one of the key observations is that we are actually good at performing under pressure. And looking at the global economic situations, you realize that amidst the global economic situations, and amidst also the price of diamonds going down, what has been reported is indicated that Namibia was able also to progress, particularly when it comes to addressing what was a thorn in our financial sector, especially addressing the 13th strategic deficiencies in the financial sector, and also in the legal aspect, especially when it has to do with terrorism finance, when it has to do with money laundering, and also when it has to do with finalization of prosecution, and also strengthening of the financial sector. And that should on its own credited to key institutions, the BON, the Financial Intelligence Center, and the business community too. Especially if you want the health financial sector, you need to make sure that you get those things out of the way. And also to make sure that it's coming to institutions, and also regional bodies, and investors too, that want to engage with you. You must make sure that you are very clear, especially when it comes to developmental aspect, and when it comes to maintaining of your finance. Now, just a quick observation. Apart from budget fragmentation, which is a social budget, regarded as a social budget, because you must be able to understand that we are still at an economic defensive mode, and that is prudent. That is prudence. And the parliamentarians agree that that is prudence. That is where you realize that you do not have money. But, you know, have you ever seen a parent where there is not enough at home, but you are still eating? You are still eating because what the minister has indicated is that we should make sure that we are looking into the future, where we are also navigating the current realities, but we are looking into the future. And it's quite interesting to look into that budget fragmentation as the experts are going to unpack it at unpack of the day. My concern is on the progress of the reporting of to be concluded 2025-2026 budget that was of 106 billion Namibian dollars. And also to look at progress. My concern is only at the consistency in terms of reporting, and also what has been stated, particularly regarding what has been promised, because the elders are speaking, and the elders are saying they are still expecting their 3,000, but you must still be able to understand that the situation on the ground has been identified to be not conducive, especially when it's coming to that finance. That what is stated is that they will get an additional of 100 at the beginning of the financial year, that is April. But my observation at the budget is that since everybody is still going to study the budget appropriation bill, my observation is only what the inconsistency in terms of reporting, especially where we are at a time where we are speaking about monitoring and evaluation and also tracking of progress. Although there is a uniqueness in terms of presenting what has been done, we also be able to look at what have happened last year, what was started, and where are we particularly, and where did we put the money, especially when it comes to the national budget. Let's look at ShopRite and come back.
What's not to love about USAVE's special end of February combo? For just 589 Namibian dollars, you can get 10 kilogram bags of each of the following essential foods: Champion Super Maize Meal, Nice Rice Parboiled Rice, Bokoma Fit Cook Flour, and Marathon Brown or White Sugar. That's just 589 Namibian dollars for 4 10 kilogram bags of essential products. Yes, we all save at USAVE.
Yeah, and my concern for today, we're going to look at the inconsistency in terms of reporting of on the progress of projects, and it's not directly to Memesha Fuda. Memesha Fuda is dealing with finance, and it also maybe says a lot about because what is interesting about the budget is that it's also a reflect on the performance of other ministries and agencies to say that who is charged with developmental projects, where are you standing? That one who is charged with the responsibility, or that agency which is charged with the responsibility of collecting of revenue, where are you standing? And also that which is charged with the responsibility of monitoring, where are you standing? Because the budget is a reflection, actually. The budget appropriation bill is also a reflection on our performance. And the performance of the economy, the performance of the domestic economy, and everything is not only about where the money is going to be spent, because when people are looking at the budget appropriation bill, they only look at it as the financial fragmentation. It's not about the financial fragmentation to different agencies and ministries. It's also about your economic performance. What have you been doing? Are you careful about your money? And are you also accounting for your money? Where are you spending your money into? And before we look at the criticism, I think the education sector being topping the list in terms of investment, that should be appreciated, especially when you look at the budget fragmentation of the budget appropriation bill, where you have the education, which is topping the list at 28 billions. And you also have health and social services at 13 billion, 13.1. Then you also have home affairs, immigration, safety and security at 8.1 billion. Then you also look at other ministries. But the top five worth noting, because education cannot be compromised. Then the question that should be asked is only that when it's coming to investment in education, what are we doing about the quality of education? And also, what are we doing about post-education? And also, to make sure that we don't only invest, we don't only put money in education, but we also look at the content and also the outcome of education. Are we happy what we have done for the past 36 years in terms of investment in education? And what lesson if we learn? And with the Ministry of Defense, it's quite interesting. And when you look at what is happening in the world, you start appreciating that the investment in defense must be consistent, but must be consistent in terms of making sure that we also start realizing that having a growing economy, you need to make sure that you have not only military power, but you have strong defense system to protect your economy. Because if you have resources and you cannot protect your economy, then you will not navigate. That's why with the defense at 7.5 at 7.5 billion Namibian dollars. I think it's quite important because if you listen when Bheki Cele, Bheki Kwakye Cele, former minister of police in South Africa, when he was interviewed, he said, you know, those guys when you enter taxi business in South Africa, this is the most lucrative business in South Africa, the question they ask you is that do you have the stick to protect the business? But in terms of the stick, they mean the gun. Do you have the gun to protect the business? And the question that should manifest is that do you have the strong, not do you have the strongest army, but do you have the strong defense to your to protect your economy? Because you need defense to protect your economy, to protect territorial integrity. And also maybe the question also of saying, in the world of changing, we are not only standing at the traditional form of defense or traditional form of defense, but we need advancement either in terms of technology, in terms of innovation. We understand that people are now using drones. We also need defense that is able to respond with modern equipment, modern facilities, because the interesting thing about defense is like is your not your backup plan, is a cutter that you don't use, is a cutter that you must have, because anything, any situation, your country can be threatened. Because I do not trust this jihadist people that is in Mozambique, and they are also roaming around trying to influence people, but I think the spending on defense is quite defensible. But what is also interesting is that can you also maybe be accountable and transparent too at some point, especially when it's coming to defense and security? Because there is this thing, if you compare African countries and Western countries, there's always this thing about African countries where they are saying, no, we put this money here at the defense, because it's national security. There's no really clear explanation to say this is how we are going to use it. This is national security. But you realize to say sometimes it's good, but sometimes can also be very dangerous too, where, other people, they use, the security, for their own, benefits. But let's hope, we have a modern, defense that is also accountable too, so that, we'll be able to protect our country and the economy that we are growing. And the resources also that is in the country. And the other thing that you can also observe from the budget fragmentation is the Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security. And there is proposed recruitment there, over 2,000 police cadets and also those who are in training. And it's a good thing to have a very strong Home Affairs, Immigration, Safety and Security, particularly that also a ministry that deal with border control, and it's also a ministry that is also dealing with policing. And it's interesting to look at this aspect. But one thing that you can also be able to observe is that maybe it's reflecting on the current reality to say we have more trouble at human development. Before infrastructure. That's why analysts, they will continue to say it's a social welfare budget because of poverty. People need to maintain balance because you need to eat while you keep the state operating. That's why when it comes to industrialization, when it comes to developmental budget, you realize to say it's quite a very small portion of a developmental budget, but more is on keeping us operating. When you realize the trouble that we are in, especially in terms of it's a dry environment. We are impacted by climate change. We also have a lot of things that we are dealing with, such as debt, such as we recently finished payment of debt, and also the economy that is growing very slowly. But it's not contradictory, actually. Because when you look at financial institutions, if you look at financial institutions. If you compare what the monetary policy statement of Bank of Namibia is stating, especially when it comes to the credit or the financial assistance of private sectors, you realize to say when it coming to that aspect, it has indicated that that aspect is subdued. You realize to say there is less money given to domestic businesses to operate. But financial institutions in Namibia are making money. They are making more money. I'm not saying they should be forced, but they are making incredible, a lot of money. But maybe they should also find a way, not only to put money in the society, but also find a way on continue investing on projects, and also continue investing on small businesses and also medium businesses too, so that the economy can grow. Because it's not like the money is not in the country, but it's a developmental aspect of things that is that need to be looked at. Because if you have a lot of financial assets, but they are not owned by Namibians, you realize that you end up realizing that you just have numbers. You just have numbers, but you do not have the control. Let's go to the short commercial break, and we'll also look at continue looking at the budget fragmentation, because know that I do not want to do the job of the experts that are going to come. But know that as we are speaking, anti-corruption continue to be the last bone of Namibia, especially when it's coming to financial distribution. Maybe the question that you also ask is, it because the commission is not in cabinet, or is it is the value of the commission not being seen? What is really the problem? Because anti-corruption commission is going, according to the budget appropriation bill, it's going to be allocated 109 million, and the previous budget of 2025-2026, it was at 116. It's continued to go down, and you realize to say, if we really declare corruption in Namibia as treason, why are we not funding anti-corruption? Why are we not expanding the commission? Because they've already complained to say we don't have capacity. Even if we have our capacity that we train so much, we lose them to better paying institutions. And it seems like this guy have a lot of work to do. So I think we'll be able to discuss this and to say, do we really need the ACC if we are continued to fund it at least? Because with much respect, you'll be able to realize that ACC, its mandate can be very strong. Even to, there are some ministries which are not performing. It's not me to put them out there. But compared to the small capacity and the work that ACC is doing, you really be able to realize that maybe somebody need to defend them. Maybe that is where, if our lawmakers are really serious about protecting the financial sector and also protecting the economy of this country, this is their show now. Their time to shine. To say, if you really want transparency in the country, why do we have to continue underfunding anti-corruption commission? And is the role of and you see a lot of lawmakers, they can speak here and there about corruption and all these things, but it's now their time to shine, to say if you are really serious about the protecting Namibian economy, because all these 104 billion need protection, not only from the police but from the well-trained specialized guys from commercial crime, to other forms of crime such as fraud and all those agencies. And with ACC continue to be underfunded, this is also the time that, the financial mafias continue to infiltrate the system because they don't, you don't have capacity. And ask yourself a question, why the case of Fishrod is still not taking off, is still at the talking stage. And you are really feeling so sorry about these guys, even those who were arrested, to say, are they going to see justice? Even if they did not do what is right.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Ngelo wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nuhu dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuwana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi inawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi finawa nukumuna oijamweli nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora itatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa mura hetatu natu bari o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeleo wapungwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nuhu dite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuwana. Kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nene uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeje pa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumuna oijaweri nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali bine konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
The early bird catches the worms. That's right. Tune in to Early Morning Scoop with David Chombeye, where he unpacks global affairs, analyzes issues, dive into the aspects of human development, connecting policymakers with the citizens, and encouraging critical, constructive, and positive criticism Monday to Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Don't miss out.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yeah, while we are there, especially with ACC being the last born of the budget and always getting the last pie, I think it's quite interesting to look, because I remember I was having a conversation with Tatenoa, I think, was it last year? I think it's last year. Yeah, but anyway, I was having a conversation regarding the capacity and also the fundings also. But one thing that they stated that they do not have a lot of investigators and also a lot of workforce. And the other thing that they has mentioned is that he stated I lost most of my best guys to financial sectors because they go for better salaries. Because once you train them, the financial sector, the banks, the financial intelligence and many others that are also working in the same area, they can come and give them better offers because they know that these guys are well trained. But the question is also that, for you to accomplish something in, especially in this regard, it requires resources. Because if you have anti-corruption commission is the last bone of the national budget and has been a last bone, has been underfunded for a very long time. How do you expect to finalize, issues? And remember, even when, we are about to be, or we are going to be removed from the grey listing, there's a high chance that we are going back to the grey listing because, one of the aspects is unfinalized prosecutions in terms of money laundering. And when you look at the case, for example, at Fishrod case, you will be able to realize that even if somebody ate billions of dollars, he's still a human being and he needs justice. But is what we're seeing the best that we can? Is that the best our judicial system can do? Arrest somebody 2019 and still no trial finalized, nothing. They're still in and out, bail application and all these things. And you realize to say sometimes you can also be able to see the workload. I was looking at especially what's the leading investigator? I think it's Mr. Kanyangera, one of the lead investigator in Fishrod case. You see, this guy is very sharp. You see that he was under fire from lawyers, even from South Africa. But you can see that this guy has content. You can also be able to see the impact of the training of ACC. But why? But you can also be able to understand that at some point, if you have best people, but you have few of them, you are not going to win because, you know, fighting with a private lawyer on a legal ground, these guys have resources. And you only have the state. You are vulnerable. You are understaffed. But imagine if you have 20 Kanyangeras and 20 Inambaos. People will even be scared of, committing such crimes. Yeah, that's why even if you look at Inambao, you face the best lawyer in Namibia. You can debate about it, but Sisa is the best lawyer in Namibia, whether we have your own reservation or whatsoever. But you can look at how he was also able to stand for the state, how the number was able to stand for the state. And you realize to say, ACC have best guys. But the problem is that the institution is small, is crippled by its resources. And we extend that. Maybe it's up to, if we are really serious about fighting AIDS corruption, then we'll be able to see that, you know, parliamentarians, they have their job now. That now is their job. They can read the budget, then they can see where it needs to be extended and what's need to be done. Because that is the only way that we are going to move forward. Because you can have a best economy, but if you are not protecting the economy from infiltration, then it will collapse. Look at what's happening in South Africa. Yesterday, Mr. Paul O'Sullivan just leave parliamentary ad hoc committee. Because he realized to say he just leave. He said he's going to lose his fright. Then nobody did anything to him. Good morning.
Morning, Mr. Sombi.
Yes, morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Mm.
Where are the brothers and the comrades?
Come again, which one?
So now the issue of security cluster.
Yeah.
I think I'm more concerned of that thing.
Which one?
That area.
Yeah.
And I don't know how we can really prevent or really deal with that. I understand the budget, how they are trying to address that thing.
Mm.
But we also need, I don't know what kind of special people that you are talking about, the special commercial kind of train.
You guys are not funding ACC. How do you, and you are calling ACC a toothless bulldog. How can you have a strong bulldog with teeth if you are not feeding it?
ACC is not like in South Africa, for example. So this is more than, it's beyond ACC. Even though if you fund them, of course they investigate.
Yeah.
After hearing some of the hearsay and do issues of that nature.
Mm.
But you need some kind of special people who are working underground to the level, to the stage where perhaps ACC might not reach.
Yeah, but
they might have the power to reach there. But the nature of training.
Are they not well trained? Have you seen that the Kanyangeravis advocates from South Africa? You don't remember that time?
I attended that court proceeding.
And he was very calm and corrected and it's like you know, without any fear. And you can also see that he's not your ordinary investigator.
Yeah, no, because his background is from the police. We also need those ones.
Yeah.
To be scattered around the society. Most of the issues to penetrate in there.
No, because our ACC was supposed to be our bureau. It was supposed to be our FBI. It was supposed to be big. It was supposed to be our FBI. Yeah.
You are right, you are correct. Mm. I don't know how big they can go, but we need, just like what is happening in South Africa.
Mm.
And they were saying that Mokhosi was now wearing a suit. And remember, this thing started in 1980.
Which thing?
This criminal syndicate.
Mm.
How they penetrated in the system. It's from a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we know very well that they are still there during that time, even here in Namibia.
Yeah.
So now for you to dig them out, you don't just need ACC. You need some other powerful kind of personality.
Like what do you mean?
So I know those units are there. They are created.
Which one?
But I just feel that if they have to use those tactic.
Which tactic are we speaking about? Is it crime intelligence?
Yes.
No, they have those things. They have underground things. They have everything. It's only that they don't have the money. The one thing you must understand is that there is no money there.
then let's fund them. If that is the case, let's be funded, let them be funded. And I think it's not only by the state, because even in South Africa, they also had some kind of security personnel.
So you are saying ACC should not be funded by the state?
No, they should be funded by the state. But is it enough?
I want to understand. Why do you think is the least funded institution in the past consecutive budget? Is it deliberate or there is no value in it?
Well, maybe people might not have learned the lesson of South Africa. And I know the, in South Africa, it's not only, they also have
just that institution. Hold on.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply. NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
Yeah,
you are correct. Let them be funded, but I'm just trying to find out that maybe my suggestion is that they might also have some other wings apart from ACC who can really be just deployed in many of those institutions, because I've listened to the fish lords. There was another one, the one for Tate Tandala, and all those things. I think I've listened of them. I attended the court proceeding. But I just found out that the ACC does investigate when the things is kind of revealed a bit. And there are those that are not revealed, working underground, who can also be our watchdog there.
Yeah, judicial. Because what we look at is not about the nature of the operation. What we look at is the value attached to it. Because when you look at priorities, for example, when you say subsidized education, then you can see the reflection of the budget in subsidized education. When you are saying safety and security, you can see the reflection at the defense. When you are saying corruption is treason, then we want to see that too. To say, if you are fighting treason, you can't fight treason with 109 million. Because remember, this is also one of the institutions that has to protect that whole 104 billion. Because other institutions also, they'll be able to be protected. And if you have a workforce of not more than 60 investigators, how are you going to win this battle? It's just observation, and in this, not only ACC, maybe other institutions too. Because what people do not see is that the budget is not final; it still has to be debated, and for addition, amendment, and many other things. Because it's a bill like any other bill. That's why I think even when you see some parliamentarian, they got it like it's final, and they are already complaining. No, it's not fair. Go and debate. Give your submission, and there will be adjustment be done so that it can be passed.
Let them motivate seriously. And say that yes, this is how we want to fight crime. All those syndicates, because they started with the judicial system, and if you are not careful enough, I'm sure they might have planted their seeds. And the seed will germinate very soon. And you can also see the sign.
When you listen, apart from those small things, are you happy with the planning?
The planning?
The distribution of finance, the proposal.
Yeah, I was listening yesterday to my Mesa Fuda. And you see, there's, I was also listening to those who got more and those who did not get more.
Yeah.
But then those who did not get more, is it because they did not motivate their budget to be more bigger? Or is it just because of, I don't know. So I think the motivation will matter much. We also motivate the activities. If they say fine, they now identify the activity and say this activity. Yeah.
You know what I'm seeing also, because we look at budget from finance, but you must be able to realize that when you are defending your budget, you must also report what you have done with the money that were given to you. Because if you still have, because we also look at some of the projects that are still standing, for example, that of which was reported in the mid-term budget review, and that is also not reflecting on the reporting of this 2026-2027, then you can also be able to say that in some cases, it also give a reflection to say some ministries, they are given money, but they did not start. Because we have proposed a lot of projects in 2025, 2026. But when you look at the reporting is, I don't want to say it's vague. It's lack a lot of clarity, and it's also lacking a lot of progress. Because we want to see to say, if you put billions to, for example, to Havana Hospital, then we understand that through mid-term budget review, we spoke about 40%. Where are you standing now? Why are you not saying now we are at 41 or we are at 60? And it's not Mr. Shavuda's thing. Maybe it's also to ask the Minister of Health to say, where are you guys standing?
So you see, like the Minister of Health, I see the minister was now busy with, was really hammering on accountability. And they see, we're talking about some of the money that are not utilized. And there could be many institutions who are actually, who have not utilized the funds. And the question is then being going to be answered there, that why are you not utilizing it? Is it because of the capital project? And some of those institutions, they might also have the capital project, which we understand, but the operational budget must be utilized to the fullest.
And, yeah,
and then
it,
now you can then now go and ask more. If you, you want to ask more, I don't know whether the ACC has utilized all the funds that were given, or they left some of the activity. The activity, if that is the case, the activity that are not attended to. Why? Is it because of the staff, lack of personnel, or is it because of the what? Is it? So I think we need, but can't they also be funded by the private sector?
The private sector, is the private sector not paying tax? The private sector is actually the one which is funding.
Yes, but if they are paying tax, which is coming through Mme Shafuda, and they are also, you know, she mentioned also some of the institutions who came on the board to assist. So can't they also do the same?
No, the institution did not come on board. That is their duty. It's just profit from SOEs. They are supposed to do that. It's not like you are coming from outside and fund the budget. The budget, we are already funding it when you are buying bread, VAT.
That one I understand. But others who have actually were mentioned by Mr. Fuda there, the bank and what and all these things, don't they also buy bread?
Come again?
The ones that mobilize for resources, financial resources.
No,
they also buy bread.
Because the who mobilize the resources is only NAMRA. It's NAMRA, it's money coming from NAMRA, that is your tax and other avenues. But it's NAMRA and also the borrowing.
Also.
Come again?
I thought I heard some banks also.
Some banks?
Yes.
No, we will look into that again and see how.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so please, the security cluster, I think it just needs more enforcement, more money that you are talking about, more trained personnel, and they should be deployed, really working underground and make sure that, you know, when they are working underground, sometimes you might not detect. And this is how this issue of South Africa came out. It's because of those people. Even those who are working within the institution, the ministry and things like that, they should also be capacitated and then be identifying people who can say, yes, this one, whether you are in the finance, whether you are in the personal department and all other areas, I think they should just plant those seeds so that no corruption, no maladministration, they can be detected. I don't know how it can be done, but I just feel that more work needs to be done in that area.
All right, thank you.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, we are moving forward with Early Morning Scoop, and the experts are coming to dissect and also giving you a view to say why maybe is that, and it's up to you to ask a question also to say why do you think this was invested here, and what is the progress to other projects. Now let us look at what has been stated and also looking at some of the progress which were done. Now, beforehand, what has been stated is the progress, because if you look at the midterm budget review, then you look at projects reported such as Etunda irrigation projects. You look at Secondo Green schemes, you were able to see that there was clear fragmentations in terms of information reported to say maize, 3,600 tons harvested from 45 hectares, 450 hectares. You have wheat, 480 tons from 120 hectares. You have results. Then you have Secondo Green schemes. Then you also have wheat at 6 tons per hectares and all these things. Then you have also Donga Rinena. Then the question is that when you reported about 3, what about other green schemes? Were anything produced from those? Now, if you compare what is stated at number 24 of midterm budget review, then you look at the preamble of yesterday budget appropriation bill, you'll be able to see that it's actually not almost the same. We want to see consistency in terms of reporting to say, okay, now that it was here, where is it now here? Not just we have expected the outcome, we have expected the yield to be at this point. And it's not really to say, it's not about the Minister of Finance, it's about those who are in charge to say, give the information that the public can be able to see that you are reporting. If you produce one potato, just present one potato in this hectare. And the hospital, people must really ask, because Havana Hospital is very closer to my heart, people must ask. And we must also ask our good doctor, Ruvidao, to say, what is the progress, madam? Is the money there? Is the constructor on board? And things are coming closer to the due date. How much is invested in that? Just, you know, questions like that. Then we can also go back and ask and say, no, let's look at the Ministry of education, innovation, art, sport, and culture. You know, let's look at to say, no, you have been given a lot of money, and you are still given a lot of money, your priorities. But when it comes to creative industry, for example, how is that 50 million utilized, or is it still coming? When it's coming to sports facilities, we have just seen the groundbreaking now of Oshana the facilities. But how is the progress? Because people must be able to track that progress to say there's only 1 month before we come to the end of the financial year. Then we are going to what is being proposed. But what is the progress in terms of those? Is Brave Warriors going to play at home in 2026? And how is the progress in terms of those infrastructure? Now,
The other thing, especially with creative industry, I was reading a newspaper on, you know, the case of Kamboi Kamakiri and also some of the artists. You realize to say, really, Namibian artist, you find a very talented boy come to the point of, you know, involving into such activities, you question that the efforts that we are putting into respecting our artists, the effort that we are putting into also financially sustain them, and what need to be done. And it's not only about Kamboi, it's about other musicians with their talent, they end up disappear, but they were supposed to hold us and they were supposed to defend this.
If you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah, yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, because you clearly haven't been polanified. Like boring day at the spun, polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich, polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
In the progress tracking, it should be a responsibility of every ministry and agency, because even because a lot of people they speak more about developmental budget being less, but if you are given budget for operation, doesn't mean that you do not have projects, because there are ministries and agencies which are developmental by design, such as transport, urban and rural. And I also have those who are on social affairs such as health, but they also have developmental projects such as in that area of hospitals and other things. But one thing that should be looked at is that progress report is necessary. Even something like, okay, this is gender, I mean, this is the Minister of Gender. This is the project they designed for mental health, as it has been debated about. This is how much was invested. These are the results. Even social science has tangible results to be presented so that you can give confidence to the people. Even those are the things. And with the minister, with the finance, I think it's reporting with what you have. You don't have control over others. You distribute money. You account and you present. But we should not look at the measure for that to say why this thing is not implemented. Let us also look at those ministries to say, are you guys really doing your job if you get the money? Are you doing your job or you are putting us down? How far have you implemented so far? And that is the only way that we are going to move forward. And looking at the creative sector, I was looking at the story of Kamboi Kamakiri and others, and to just read that newspaper and look at what this guy got through and what he did, you realize to say, really, we do not have to put trust. If this guy was in the US, he would not be where he is now. If he was in the South Africa, he would not be where he is now. If he was in Nigeria, he would not be where he is now. Because We are still not putting that effort. And it's all of us to blame, because we speak, we don't do. We look at our musicians, we negotiate with them. But when we take somebody from outside, we pay full amount. And it's really putting us really down. Imagine, I do not have a problem with Kerry Kumalo. Kerry Kumalo, one of the best musicians in South Africa. When he came to Namibia, there was a debate of the amount of money that is paid to perform for 2 hours. But you know that, how many Namibian musicians will be able to fit in that amount of money? Then I think when you develop that sector, you prevent a lot of things. You prevent a lot of things, because some of these artists, they end up feeling that they are abandoned. a guy is performing, is, but when you look at him, he's just a name, but it's really nothing. It's just a name. But yeah, I think we are yet to go in that sector. But overall, I think, Meshafoda should have come earlier is the best that we have for now. But the main question that we should continue asking ourselves is that, are we implementing what is being presented? Because that proposal should not be satisfactory. Then we can go home and the rest and say, no, civil servants, there is an addition of 5%, to grade 14 and all those things. We should not just go back home, but we should ask ourselves a question to say, what is going to differentiate us, all Namibians, in 2026, looking at this budget and also looking at ourselves? Where is the money going? And what does it mean to an ordinary person on the ground? Because remember, you may think we are operating at the same frequency. There is a guy in Opuo, in Sesfontein, in deep down Ohangwena there, who is just hearing the budget on the radio, but does not really come to him directly or indirectly. He does not even know how he will be able to benefit from this budget. He's just seeing it to say, no, apparently there is this thing which is done. What is the budget saying about the informal sector? And I was watching one video. I think it was posted by Chopper. So now the debate of informal sector is entering the chamber of City of Windhoek, which is good. We want that debate to enter the chamber of City of Windhoek, and they must address that. The debate of informal sector, particularly at in the CBD, is entering the chambers of the city, and they must speak. They must speak, and they find a way how we can work together. But looking at this budget, I think is the best that we can have. It's the best that we can have, and it just need those who have power to pass that bill to look really to say, what can we learn? Because the debate should not be what will happen in 2027, a budget. The debate should also be, what did you give in 2025, 2026? What did you say you were doing? And what is the progress of those projects? Because if we cannot track progress, if we cannot account for the finance, if we cannot ask those questions, then we will not go anywhere. We will still continue to wait for next year, or maybe we'll be waiting for mid-year budget review. Then we'll be waiting for 2027, 2028. Then we'll continue to speak. But what is the differentiating factor on this budget? And what is that was omitted? And the most important thing is the NDP 6, because everything we do, the president has presented a vision to say, are we moving toward that NDP 6? Is the final jeep that we have to use to take down the Vision 2030. And the question should always be asked to say, if we are in the bus moving toward the Vision 2030, at what pace are we at? Are we driving a 120? Are we driving a 2? Are we at gear 1? Is the bus moving? And how is that mechanic or that who is giving the service to the bus? And that is our monitoring and evaluation tool to say, how is that monitoring and evaluation tool in terms of progress? And yeah, you can engage us in the studio at 083-288-4013, 288-4001, and we are going to a short commercial break. Then we'll look at what is on in the Villager newspaper for today, and we'll be able to give the mic to the big mic, especially when you'll be able to come with experts that will be able to dissect and pick, and also give the in and out of the budget to say, when you speak about prudence, when you speak about productivity and the people, What does that mean, and what does it say about the Namibian?
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura, and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipuranenge no wapungwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite opoe ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo.
Looking at on top of the Villager newspaper, stated that private sector commit more than 12 million to fight foot and mouth disease. Get the content and context of that article, especially written by Louis Shimi and Ninomeno Vari Hangal. Look at that content, and you'll be able also to get that information. In page 3, there is a vacancy. It's a vacancy of at the Namibia Poultry Manager site. And get that job, the qualification. It's a grade 12, NQF level 4. And also 4 years of relevant working experience. If you want to work at Namib Poultry, want to be a manager, get the Villager newspaper for today and look at page 3 so that you will be able to apply for that job and manage people and also contribute to food security. And page 4, it's 19 billion to be borrowed from private market to fund the budget. It's an article of Namibian national budget that is by Ninomeno Vari Hangara. Get that content and read. And page 5, you'll be able to see that 16.61 million commitment to boost African food security. Look at that content of African Development Bank, especially when it comes to food security and their program, especially to the country that in that area of prone to drought and prone to climate change. Diversification is a key aspect for Namibian development. Get that article on page 6 by Dwight Links. And there is a new short courses available at Valvicha University, and you'll be able to have number 1 certificate in workplace dispute resolution. If you want to solve dispute at work, you can't be at work and you are punching each other. If you want to solve dispute at work or at labor relations court, make sure that you have that certificate in workplace dispute resolutions. Even lawyers, they need these certificates. And also certificate in telecommunication policy and regulations. That is at Valvicia. Make sure that you look at page 7 and look at the course fee, look at applications and deadline for application, which is 28th of February. Get that content and read. Crime at Risk and Danger Global Economy. That is an article by Matthias Angala, and looking at the World Economic Forum and the perspective of climate, then we can be able to get that content.
And looking at our industrial brief at page 9, you have Spain dominate the Namibia pork supply. We are still getting a lot of pork meat or a lot of pork from Spain. And this is an opportunity if you want to enter that business to say Namibian first, invest in pig farming, then you can be able to dominate. And that is EA to deliver the report on Maheke in situ reach. And that is International Atomic Energy Agency technical team to hold public engagement in Maheke. And you can also be able to look at the global platform Shutterstock showcase new generative AI features, and those are development in the sector of artificial intelligence. In page 10, as I indicated, month end today, make sure that you buy at Vroman Block, and you find your Fedcook wheat flour, the 10 kg at just $142.99. You'll be able to find Champion Super Maize Meal at $104.99. And Cadilla chicken portion 4 kg, $194.99. Speak, visit, Woman Block. And for me, David Shombe, that will bring us to the end of our conversation. And I will leave you in the good sense of the Big Mac to unpack the day. Let's continue read the budget. Let us see. Let us appreciate where we can appreciate. And let us also not be quiet where we need clarity. And it's like we're in the good hands. And the question that we should always ask ourselves is this budget reflecting where we want to get into? And it's come to NDP 6. And at what pace are we moving into? So, from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. See you around. And sharp.